Hey, Alice.
Hi, Mr. Allison. How are you?
Thank you.
Good. Is this a bad time to talk?
In the mail.
Okay. Well, I was actually talking to Debbie earlier this morning about you being sick and, things are crazy and you're needing like extra 2 days to move out.
Yeah, that's what you want me.
Great. So I'm calling to just let you know that I'm still working on it. I just, wanted to give you an update. However, I spoke to my boss about, spoke to web, to my boss about it. Is this okay to talk right now? Or is
Yeah.
Debbie also great?
No, it's
Okay. Well, I spoke with my boss about your situation that, you need a bit more time. And of course, we wanted to help you and accommodate you, but we have a buyer partner with purchasing the property, and it's gonna be hard to convince our buyer partner to let you stay after we close, especially
Yes,
without,
that's not a problem.
yes, I mean, without some guarantee that the property will be in the same condition. And I know it sounds crazy, but we've seen crazy things before. So, right, yeah, but it's very important to us that we find a solution, of course, that can get you what you want. So I just kind of want to go over with the process and what it looks like to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Great. So what I'm going to do is first I will talk to our partner and, explain the situation, including you being sick and that you're like the situation, and I'm just hoping that he can sympathize with us and
You know what? Don't worry about it. We just do what we can do.
Definitely don't worry about
Oh no. Are you sure about that? I still want to try
Yeah.
though.
But she said, no, that's fine.
I don't want to cause any trouble.
Not well, I mean, I want to help. I know that
No,
Mr. Miller
but
is
don't
sick.
worry about it. We just get out what we can, and what we don't, well, we just don't. It's okay.
Okay. But just please let me know. I'm really, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really willing to
Oh, I
negotiate
knew
with another
that.
partner buyer.
Yeah, I knew that. I mean, I understand all that, but that's not a problem.
Okay.
She just wanted a couple extra days.
Great. Are you able to move tomorrow? 'Cause if not,
Yes, ma'am.
okay.
We'll be closing tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, I'll just talk to the person at the title, Jenkins and
Dankus and Gordon.
yes.
Awesome.
She said tomorrow at 4.
Great. Okay. I just got also an update from her, and the paperworks are already moving forward, and we're just getting ready to close tomorrow, so I'm happy that we're able to set up a closing time as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Alrighty.
We'll have everything done by then.
Yes,
Now, I
sir.
remember stuff in the morning. And come in and start loading some of the stuff here. Yeah, we put some of the stuff in storage.
Right.
And I got that maybe 2/3 full. A little bit over 2/3 full.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of
And most of
things.
the furniture out and stuff. But our kids and stuff, it's getting like the bedroom seats and stuff.
Right.
And we're moving them in. From a 3-bedroom house to a 1-bedroom. And I think she's trying to get where she can get the kids, get the furniture and stuff out. Our daughter's supposed to come back today to get her bedroom suit out. So I think everything'd be good.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that is good to know. I mean, just let me know if there's anything, and I'll try my best to accommodate whatever it is that you need.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much for taking my
Well, thank
call.
you.
Mr. and Miss Allison, I hope you have a good day, and I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for everything
You.
you have done.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
thank
My
you.
pleasure. Have a nice day.
Goodbye.